Yes.
Okay, this week we are reviewing a brand new film. An action film with culture. And Dev Patel and a monkey mask. And the guy from District 9. And a lot of cool fight scenes. A film that is a revenge story and an avenge story. A film that also touches on a lot of political points that are universal in some degree, but also I would imagine are very specific to the location that this film takes place and the culture that this takes place in. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Talking about Monkey Man, of course. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Monkey Man.
Well, Hunter, I'm very excited to talk about this movie. I don't know why I've got my NPR voice on, but I'm going with it.
It's fine.
So today we are talking about Monkey Man, but I while we have this discussion,
yeah,
it's important that we answer a specific question.
What is that question?
That question is, but is Monkey Man good?
You know, we should answer that very important question on this podcast.
Yeah, so stay tuned as we discuss Monkey Man. But is it good podcast? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Sup? Sorry for the delay this week.
It's my fault.
It's my fault. It's kind of half and half.
How?
Well, it's mostly your fault, but it's a day extra late because I was busy.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be at fault that you already had plans, because we should have recorded on Sunday, and it's my fault. It's not your fault at all.
It's Zach's fault.
It's my fault.
We hashed it out.
You know, like in basketball, when someone fouls and then they raise their hand to the coach? You know what I'm talking about?
They raise their hand to the coach?
Yeah.
They're not just saying, like, my bad?
I think they raise their hand to the coach so that the coach knows how many fouls everyone has. Because the refs are keeping track of it, but, like, you know. Or maybe they're doing it for the scoreboard people so that, like, because sometimes, like, a star player, like LeBron, will foul somebody. But then some nobody, like the bench
LeBron
player.
LeBron, season's over.
I know it is. You interrupted me, and it was rude. So a star will foul, but they don't need another foul because the star needs to keep playing. So some role player will raise their hand and be like, I did it. And they didn't, but they do it to just like take, and sometimes they will attribute the foul to that other person.
Really?
Based on the hand raise.
Like in the NBA?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? That's crazy. That's like I learned like a week or two ago about goons. I think they're called goons in hockey. Is it goons?
Well, tell me what do they do?
It might not be goons, but it's like there's an unofficial title for like somebody who like will be the fighter.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of a different thing,
mm-hmm,
than what I was talking about.
No, but yes, not. It's the same thing.
They can be called goons. Sometimes they're called enforcers.
Enforcers. And then I heard about like pests.
Pests.
Where it was like,
well, pests just get on people's nerves.
The one who will like try to draw.
Oh yeah.
Them out.
Oh yeah.
Zach played hockey.
I did.
You were something called a goalie.
I was a tender.
A tender.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you attend the goal?
Goaltender. Yeah, you tend the goal. Keeper.
Yes.
They would call us keepers. Mm-hmm. Goalkeeper. Hey, fat kid, you can't skate. I got that a lot because we don't skate that much. I was so skinny back then because I had all my stomach issues. I still have my stomach issues, but I just gained weight somehow. But like I was really skinny because I couldn't like keep food down.
Uh-huh.
But the pads are so big because you're getting hit with frozen bits of rubber going like 100 miles per hour. So you wear a lot of padding. And so I looked real big. There's a picture that I have. I think it's on my dad's fridge. Where, like, I'm wearing all this padding and I look huge, but my neck is, like, <It's> like and my head's, like, tiny, you know?
That's funny.
Oh, goodness.
I was going to tell you something, I forgot what it was.
Crap. Welcome to the But Is It Good podcast.
But Is It Good podcast.
I am your host, Zach Olson.
That look you just had was 6 years. 6 years.
6 years.
I am your host, Hunter Callahan.
And today we're talking about Monkey Man. But Monkey first, Man. A word from our sponsors. You know, Hunter, at least one of us has struggled with potential hair loss. That's why
I'm hanging on for dear life.
This is a segment that we're going to start doing. This could be you, Apple.
Welcome to This Could Be You, Apple.
Huh? Pick yours up.
I thought you were going to talk about the hemorrhoids.
Oh, would you like to talk about your hemorrhoids?
We've both been there, haven't we?
If you've ever been huddled over a bucket of lukewarm water.
Not over a bucket. I was...
Was your butt in the bucket?
My butthole was in the bucket.
Oh, yeah, because it's kind of like... Yeah.
And then got stuck to me.
Did I tell you that I bought something called a sitz bath?
Yeah, you know what? That's what I had to makeshift a sitz bath.
Yeah. So I have one that goes on my toilet. It was in the geriatric section at CVS. It goes on the toilet. And you fill it with hot, like, warm water. And then you've got this big old bag that you fill with, like, warmer water. Yeah. So that if it starts to not be warm enough, you can, like, open a valve.
That is so
funny.
And
just, like, have, like, warm water hitting your butthole. Just, like, and you just sit on it for 20 minutes a couple of times a day. And it helps with your butt clit.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got to cut that out, don't we? Oh, man.
I will leave that up to you.
That is so funny.
I'm just saying.
My butthole's never been the same. It's never been the same.
It's been 10 minutes. That guy on TikTok that said, let me find the booty clit. I found it.
The video is so funny.
Oh man. Well, where do we go from here?
Oh, gosh.
This is your episode.
Monkey Man. Please like and subscribe.
Please.
Dude, you don't have to because I have not done anything on socials.
Please like and subscribe. Ignore him. So I've been working really hard.
On this, or like you said, work?
That hurts.
Just kidding. I've been working hard at work.
I've been working hard at work, too.
Yeah, it's been a really busy time. I was going to make a joke, but I can't think of
make
anything.
Make a joke.
I can't think about my life. I couldn't think of anything.
About my life.
No, I genuinely couldn't think of anything funny.
Make a joke about my life, Hunter.
Here's a joke. Your life. Anyway, what's your first reaction to Monkey Man?
the movie.
We've got to jump in. It's been 13 minutes.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
When did you see it?
I saw it on Saturday, actually. Yeah. I kind of needed a break from all the shit.
Yeah.
And I'd planned on seeing it on Friday, but Friday is kind of when the shit went down. Mm-hmm. There was some shit that went down. We're not going to talk about it on the podcast. Yeah. But the shit went down on Friday. So I didn't go see it on Friday night. And then I went to go see it like kind of midday on Saturday. I just needed to get away from it. And then I had to like get back into it. And then on Sunday, I was also in it all day. Just swimming around in the shit.
Yep.
But yeah, I saw it on Saturday and I really enjoyed it. I did.
Yeah.
I did. It was... The soundtrack really stuck out to me as being really cool. It was like this cool mixture of like Indian songs, mm-hmm. but then also like a bunch of like there was like a police needle drop at some point,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like I don't know, it was just like it was so good. The action I thought was really good. There were a lot of like people thinking this was going to be like John Wick-esque, and it did have some of that. I thought it was more akin to, like, Kill Bill. I don't know if you've seen Kill Bill,
I've only seen parts of it, actually, believe it or not.
Okay. Well, it reminded me of Kill Bill a lot in a lot of ways. I thought it was great. I have one complaint. I think it's the same complaint that you have. And we'll get to that when we talk about the movie in earnest.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it, too. I will say that I feel kind of on... Unprepared.
No,
it's not that.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying.
You were trying to think of the word for not prepared. What's the word for not prepared?
No, I'm saying it's not unprepared, unqualified.
Okay.
To like, because I don't know a ton about Indian culture. This film is still great, even if you don't have to love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciated it being really immersed in that, because I was afraid to be like, is this gonna be John Wick, but like in India? And it's not. It's very much not to me. Yes, there's action. Yes, it's brutal like John Wick. But to me, the story is very different. And there's enough difference that I was happy that it wasn't that. I thought Dev Patel was awesome. I mm-hmm. loved it. I don't know. Like, I had a great time. I had a very unique theater experience that I'll tell you about in a second. But I will say that I saw this like a week ago, so I'm trying to think of the finer points. But I know that I really enjoyed it. I'm trying to think of things that I didn't care for. There's nothing that stuck out that I was like, oh, I don't like that. There's one part, but it's not like it was like, it didn't make the movie bad. I was just kind of like, oh, man.
Same. I will say, sorry,
you're fine.
Not to hijack.
No, please.
The John Wick comparisons, the action was not as crisp.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of like shaky shots and like, but I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah.
I really
don't.
I think
it's just a choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one sequence in particular that I'm thinking of that we can talk about, spoiler wise, later, but it's like a pretty long tracking shot, I think, or there's long shots congruently that are all handheld running through.
Yeah.
And I was like, whew. Part of me was like, I don't like this because I'm getting dizzy. But then I was like, that's probably the point, actually, because what's happening should be.
Was that when he was running?
It's like disorienting and stuff.
He went through the place. The guy with the axe.
He went through the place with the stuff.
And the guy with the axe. Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Who was just like, fuck you.
Yeah, just like, he out was of the blue. Like, how dare you? Yeah, there's a lot about justice in this movie. There's a lot about
revenge,
but also like, I don't want to say like rising up, but like the meek will inherit the earth, almost like the ones who are oppressed. It's like it is like a rise up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. That was great. The time for movie in a minute. Oh, I need to tell you first. So I go to the theater, right? This is last Tuesday. It's a week ago. Just me. It was like a 9:30 showing. It was the only time
NCG
that was playing. It was 9:30. I was like, all right, I guess I'm gonna be up to midnight tonight. So I went and walked in, and there was this couple, older couple, maybe like 50s, who had a dog. A pit bull.
Oh yeah.
Did I tell you this?
Pit bull or pit mix?
Pit mix.
Okay.
I did tell you this.
You did, yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. Maybe it's like a seeing eye dog or like a service dog or like a emotional support, whatever.
It's just a dog.
But dog was in there at the counter and they were buying their stuff. I was like, okay, cool. So I went in there. They left and I got my Reese's Pieces and I got a drink. And I picked my seat and I walked into the theater and directly behind my seat was this dog in a seat. I'm not sure. I wonder if they had to buy him a ticket.
Probably.
Because he was occupying a seat.
Probably.
His dog was sitting in a seat. I mean, like, sitting up in a seat. And I was just like, huh. My first thought was, like, that could be annoying if he's, like, goes just, like, directly behind me. It was a pretty empty theater. Maybe, like, 7 people.
Okay.
Your
first thought wasn't, what a good boy? You're a cat person.
I am a cat person. But I thought, oh, that's funny. That's cool. But then I was like, oh, I hope the dog's okay. Like, there's gonna be loud noises and stuff. And then before the film starts, the dog just like kind of lays down in a seat. And when I got up to leave, the dog was out. I mean, like, dead of the world.
It's the life.
Snoozing. And I was like, it's a good dog.
It's a good dog.
It's a cool dog. Chilling.
Come pet your dog.
So it was a dog that went to movies with me behind me. It was pretty funny. Anyway, movie in a minute.
Well, there you have it.
I have to get my timer.
So, moving forward, it's important to let you know There will be spoilers.
Yes.
With who's that really good actor who's not in many things? He's in There Will Be Blood.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis. There will be spoilers.
I haven't seen that movie.
Paul Dano. You haven't seen There Will Be Blood? Dog. You would love it.
I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah, but there's different... I had someone tell me that Venom was awesome. So, like, that's...
They're lying.
That's... Yeah, it's just...
I'll have to watch it.
It's
you know what I watched the other day?
What?
I watched Leave the World Behind.
Okay.
The one on Netflix with, like, Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke.
Is it good?
I don't know.
All right.
Like, some parts. The ending was like, are you serious? Interesting.
Mini episode. Done.
Anyway, perfect. This is Monkey Man. God, I have forgotten everything.
Yeah, just think about the Legend of Hanuman.
That is true. I really like
that.
I really like
the back
that.
Of your hand.
Yeah, I do. Monkey Man in 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, so we meet this kid. He's learning the legend of Hanuman, the monkey god. It's not that, but yes. Anyway, we fast forward. He's an adult. He's in like this underground fighting club, and he gets his butt kicked all the time. He's wearing a monkey mask. We find out that he's like on a revenge quest because this like mogul religious figure and who has like the police in his back pocket kicked all these people off this land and killed them, and they killed his mother and like tortured his mother to like, you know, build this complex, whatever. Anyway, he kind of navigates this underground world fighting, and he kind of like lives out the legend of Hanuman, if you will. And then he almost dies. He meets a bunch of trans ninjas-esque, and they train him, and they're awesome. And then they come back and they take on the corrupt police force, and I forget his name, the religious guy, and then he kills everybody, and then he maybe dies at the end.
Baba Shakti.
I knew it was something
like
that.
The evil guy. Well, like the religious figure that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
That is oppressive and destroyed villages and shit.
Yes. How'd I do?
Pretty good. Pretty cool. Good. You were hesitant to say that Hanuman was...
The monkey god?
The monkey god.
He's a god who's a monkey?
So he's a god who is like a species of being that is like a monkey humanoid.
Okay.
I guess a monkey is like humanoid kind of. But like...
You moron. You okay? When did I become such an old person laugher?
I don't know.
It's been a long time. I've had it for a long time.
I think
time.
It happened at that party at Lindsay's house. Do you remember that? When we couldn't stop laughing, we were like, what's wrong with our laughs?
Oh, gosh. Is that when we broke the shot glass holder?
No, this was... No, that was a party that we threw
at the house,
but
one.
They weren't there.
Because we played like Guitar Hero or whatever?
You were house sitting. Did we play Guitar Hero?
I think so.
We played the cup flippy game.
Yes.
And there was that guy that said the mass of the ass is equal yes. to the angle of the dangle and the heat of the meat. And it was my birthday.
Yes.
Just by coincidence. Or it turned into my birthday.
That was probably legitimately like 11 years ago. 12 yeah. years ago?
Yeah. Well, no. No. No.
Would that have been turning 20?
Turning 20.
Or turning 19?
So 10 years ago.
Turning 20? Okay.
I think it was turning 20.
So almost 11 years
ago. It was a couple years removed from high school.
Yeah.
Because it was enough time that I was like, why are we hanging out with these people?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
If it was like directly after high school, it would have been like, okay. We're hanging out with the people that we just graduated with. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
but
I
this was like far enough removed that it was like Keanu, huh. that Keanu gif. It's like,
yeah.
you know the one. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Spoilers. Here we go. Let's jump in.
So we've already done the spoilers.
I called you a moron.
Well, Oh, so Hanuman. Mm. He's one of the big gods. Like, cause you know, there's a plethora.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And he's like the devoted companion to Rama, who's like the supreme one, okay. Like the like highest one. I would say. I mean, I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, we don't like, actually know all of this.
Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so like all the imagery, all the tapestries and stuff that are like in the movie are like big pictures. Like,
yeah,
if you look up Hanuman, those are like the ones that are gonna pop up.
Okay, okay.
Like if you look at Wikipedia, it's the one where his like heart is exposed,
and
there's two other gods like in his chest.
Wow.
I think it's Rama and Rama's like companion, like. Mm-hmm. Consort is the word.
Interesting.
Okay, I didn't want to say wife because a lot of the gods are like either don't have gender or
yeah,
like the gender changes just depending on, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, like they're able to. Anyways.
That's interesting. I like it.
I took a class on world religions and I learned some things about this just enough to be dangerous and I'm not going to pretend I know anything.
Yeah.
You know, but Hanuman is like a central theme in the movie, obviously. Yes,
and he sort of follows that path, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I really liked, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
I liked how, you know, so one of my biggest fears, like I said earlier, was that this is just going to be John Wick in India. And it was not. I actually quite appreciated the like scrappiness of him, and like he wasn't some like legendary. I mean, like Hanuman, obviously the story, but like he wasn't some like, oh my gosh, you pissed off John Wick. And he knows exactly what to do and how to do it. I think he's resourceful. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even have a name, does he? Kid, Bobby.
God name Bobby.
And I really appreciated how when he, like, the first time he, like, makes his move, he kind of sucks at it. And he just is, like, trying to just survive at that point.
Well, because, do you remember pretty late in the movie, or maybe it's the halfway point, and it just felt like it was pretty late in the movie, because, like, the last 30 minutes is all action, and that seems like it just goes fast. But he's at that temple, and the Alpha, I think, is the name of, like, the leader of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
The Alpha says to Bobby, you know, you've been fighting just to feel pain. You need to fight with a purpose.
Mm.
So, like, he was, I mean, he would do these fights and throw them on purpose to make money, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, he would just get his ass kicked over and over again. That's, like, all he knew.
Yeah.
Right? And so he goes in to fight Rana? Rana Singh, the police chief.
Yeah.
He goes to, like, kill him. Which, by the way, that dude snorted powdered bleach and was okay.
It was fine.
Didn't he also get stabbed? Did he get stabbed in the neck or was it just, like, in the side?
I don't remember.
He gets stabbed,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he gets definitely, like, he gets messed up.
And the other guy, I thought, got shot in the head, but then he got up. So he must not have gotten shot in the head. But he got shot up, and then there was a splatter.
Which guy?
There were two guys in the bathroom. Because he's in the bathroom, and he's about to shoot Rana. And then the other guy comes out of the stall. And it, like, distracts him. And then Ron is like,
I don't remember seeing him get shot in the head.
He got shot, though. The other guy did. Because he turns with the gun and shoots. And there's a blood splatter. And then the dude falls backward. And I was like, he's dead. But then he got up. So he wasn't dead.
He wasn't dead. Yeah,
the gun falls in, like, the poop toilet.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was gross. And he reached in there. I'm like, the gun is out of the fight. If the gun goes in the poop toilet,
this is a fist fight.
It would probably, jam, you know? Imagine going to shoot a bullet and it's just like and then you're like, well, shit, literally.
Literally. I definitely appreciated that was a great turning point. We're already kind of like halfway through the film, but
we can start at the beginning.
Doesn't matter.
You were like, he has this trajectory, and he does.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, like, that when you think back, you know, he's on this like revenge quest.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that gives him purpose, but it really doesn't. You know, like it gives him a reason, I guess. And as noble as it may be to like avenge his mother and like his village that he was in, when you think about it, it is just sort of this cycle of pain.
Yeah.
And kind of staying in there. But when he starts to fight for more than just his pain.
Right. But also not just that, he's not even really fighting for his pain in the beginning. It just seems like he's
just getting beat up.
Yeah, well, it's like he's sorry for himself. He's like a victim, but also he feels culpable, right? And then at the temple, to go back to the temple, which I know that's like pretty late in the movie.
It's like the turning point, though.
Alpha is like looking at the statue of the twin god. One side is like creation or light. I can't remember. One side's death and destruction.
Yeah,
and they're talking about like sometimes you have to destroy in order to create, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so that like frees him up to like do the thing, to like fight with purpose and like kill those people, which if you think about it, like he is kind of a terrorist because the people he killed had just like won an election, I think, or they were about to win like that night. He just like storms in and like kills them all.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So he probably isn't viewed kindly by, you know, a large population of...
Well, it's funny because, like, this movie, I had that thought of being like, this movie's kind of saying, like, hey, just
do it. Just
violence.
Nike.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the literal sense. I don't think that it's trying to say that, but this uprising of the people who have been kind of pushed.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. It's fine. Pushed to the edges of society, you know, into hiding. You know, again, violence is never the answer, but this unapologetic stepping out of being like, we're here, we exist. You can't just pretend we're not here and act like we don't exist. We'll fight back.
Well, it's not even just pretending they don't exist. It's like beating the shit out of them if they show their face, kind of situation.
Yes. Yeah.
Which isn't cool.
Not cool.
Or like burning down their village and setting their mom on fire, which is also not cool.
And that was because they just wanted more land for their compound or something like that, right? They wanted the land.
Yeah. So
they
think
were just like, you have to leave or we're gonna kill you.
I think Baba Shakti was like building his thing and needed some land, and so because he had the police, I don't know, on his payroll, or if they're just like kind of like followers of the religion, like, you know, they just did it.
Yeah, that was brutal. And I feel like he did a really good job of keeping that thread through it, you know, like giving you enough throughout to kind of keep you, because I feel like you can tell really early on what happened, but you don't really know what happened. You know what I mean?
You can tell that something very traumatic happened because at the beginning of the movie, he really struggles to like keep it in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like he's like freaking out. He has to go out in the alley where he finds the dog, which the dog helps him smuggle a gun.
Yep.
Which is really cool and really cute. But the dog crawled through like a human-sized hole in a fence.
Yep.
It's like he could have crawled through the hole in the fence with the gun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or just like set the gun on the other side of the fence and then gone and gotten it. Because it's like a really dark alley. No one's going back there.
No one's back there.
I'm not trying to remove the dog from this movie. The dog was cute.
The dog was great.
And he trained the dog. But then the dog disappeared. So talk about, what do you think that means? The dog just existed to give him a gun. And then the dog was gone.
Do you think that's...
What does that say about dogs?
That we use them and don't appreciate them fully.
I love Athena, so you can...
I love my dogs. They got baths today, dude. My dogs got baths.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Big deal.
Amos doesn't get many baths.
He does not. He smells good.
He did smell good.
He did. He does.
Do you brush him after bath?
Oh, yeah. He loves that part.
good boy. Yeah. But Hunter's not a dog person. So
I love my dogs.
Hunter can never love him as much as a dog person.
I'm so tired.
I could have gotten you caffeine. Did you hear the way I said caffeine?
I don't really like caffeine. I don't want to be up all night on caffeine.
I do say some words weird. Like, I'll say, instead of...
Thanks for listening, everybody. Just instead of... We actually do appreciate you.
Like, if you went to, like, a ramen bar, I'll be like, ramen bar. And people are like, you want some ramen? And
heck I'm like, yeah.
With eggs. Yeah.
Heck yeah, I do.
Give me that ramen.
Have you seen that TikTok where the guy's like... Where the... It's like this... It's this couple... It's a gay couple, and one of them's like coming down the stairs, and he's like, "Oh my God, Brian, what are you doing?" And his husband's like walking in with like five men. They're walking into like the bedroom, and he's like, "What? You said you wanted five guys?" And he goes, "The burgers." And he goes, "Oh no."
That's funny. That's funny.
Just that, but like with like a pan of like scrambled eggs.
I bet you those five guys would have been less expensive than the food.
Got him. They'll never recover from that. It's like $25 for one person to get a burger and fries.
It's really good, though.
Yeah, they are really good. I haven't had them in a long time.
Five Guys is really good.
Really good. Anyway, the movie, what'd you like about it?
I mean, that's such a... Look, give me something.
Dude, I'm so tired. Tell me about... I want to know about... What'd you think...
I thought it was really cool the way that he infiltrated. Because at the beginning, we don't really know what his motivation is. We know something has happened, and we know there's like some evil guy that he wants revenge against. But we kind of get like illustration through just like we don't need a lot of... The only flashback we really get is like what happened in his childhood.
Yeah, we get like the same couple sequences here and there, but then we find and then like the big...
When he opens his heart, we get the whole thing.
Yes, yeah.
But like... Up until that point, we don't really know who the villain is or like what's going on. The way he like infiltrated that like brothel hotel restaurant club.
Yeah,
I think it was like all those, right? Was it a hotel or was
pretty
it
pretty much?
Okay, Kings, I think was the name.
Yeah, casino place.
Did they have gambling?
I thought there were chips. Maybe not.
Maybe
doesn't matter.
Anyways, the way he infiltrated that place by like getting.
The job.
Somebody to like steal the
oh yeah.
The head honcho's like wallet and then giving it back to her, and she's like, "Here, you take this money." He's like, "I don't need money, I need a job. Look at these hands."
Yeah.
I will do anything. Thank you. I was waiting for you to actually look at it. I thought that was really cool, you know, the way he infiltrated. And then I didn't think he was gonna become friends with Alfonso.
Me neither. But I liked that he did.
I thought he was just like you, like when Alfonso, when dude started like shooting and stabbing, and then stole Alfonso's car, and Alfonso was like, "Wait up, bro!" I was like, "What?"
I'd have been like,
"I do not know him."
I've known him for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that a lot. Like, I think I liked. Look, I liked the action. I thought it was really cool. That was really well done. It felt. Grounded, it felt gritty, it felt dirty, you know what I mean? Like, in the sense of, like, it's
the poop.
Not in the poop, because the poop toilet.
the poop toilet?
The poop toilet.
Did I say that earlier?
You said
I may have.
You said shit toilet?
That's a whole different thing. Poop toilet is childish.
No, but it felt like this guy who, like, maybe wasn't, like, a legendary assassin. He just was...
Because he's not.
Yeah. But I really appreciated the first half of the movie where we saw him, like, using his wits and using, mm-hmm. like, the old noodle
wits.
There.
Yeah.
To, like, navigate and find information. I like that a lot. Yeah, and I think that, to me, said, like, I'm using the John Wick comparison. John Wick even gets name dropped in this. And he's like, "Oh, you think you're John Wick or whatever?" And I was like,
"Here's the gun from
Meta.
From John."
Oh
Wick.
Yeah, he's like, "This is the gun from John Wick."
Yeah,
like I liked that he didn't just walk in and be like, "I'm gonna kill everybody." He's like, "I'm gonna figure out how to get to where I need get to who I need to get to."
I do think if you're gonna raise the gun, pull the damn trigger. Don't make it this whole like, you like. Have you seen Princess Bride? No. You haven't seen Princess Bride? Well, there's this whole like scene where the guy, he wants revenge against someone, and he's like, "My name is Neo Montoya."
Okay. I've heard references of this, yeah.
Right? And it's like this rehearsed thing. You don't need to do that. Just like shoot the person. You don't need that moment. Just because if he had just done it and then gone through the fish tank.
But the movie had to happen.
And he had to kill the other guy too.
Yeah. But I was going to say, to me, I appreciated that a lot, that they had the thought process to be like, hey, let's make the person who, like, he's somebody who's navigating this and learning as he's going, not just some, like, oh, shit, he's already on top. Like, because at the end, when he trains at the temple, and I don't think this has a negative effect for me, but it almost becomes, maybe it's intended to be divine and spiritual, where he's, like, becomes this, like, unstoppable fighter. You know,
well, he like unlocks his potential, and he like becomes the incarnation. Because there's at some point there's a story like every generation has an incarnate. It was told when he was a child. That was like the little puppet play.
Yeah.
And as it's being told, that's when the police showed up and started killing everybody. Yeah. They were like, every generation there's an incarnation of Hanuman.
Oh, okay.
And he's the incarnation. Yeah,
okay.
Of Hanuman.
That's awesome. Must not have been paying attention. Sorry. But let's talk about the mask.
Really cool monkey mask that he wears for his like wrestling persona Kong. And then he has this really cool transformation where he finds his purpose, realizes what he wants to do. And his name is Bobby, and Bobby was the name on the bleach. I don't know if that's why he bleached the monkey mask, but I like to think that, because he's like, oh, I am bleach. I've gone Super Saiyan.
I will cleanse.
You know,
this
I'm blonde
place.
Now.
Yeah. Super Saiyan.
So he bleaches the mask, and it looks really, really fucking cool.
It looks
cool.
Badass. Like,
looks really
I was
badass.
Like, he's wearing like the red suit. Is it red or is it black?
I think it was black.
Whatever. He's wearing a cool suit, and just has like the like white monkey mask, and he's just like stint. It's like ominous as hell.
And then
he's just like,
it looks awesome.
And he's just like,
yeah. And the guy's like, hey asshole, what are you doing? And he just like takes it off and then starts fighting. And it's like, wear the mask.
Yeah. I was trying to think, like, I wonder if they were, like, logistically would have been harder to fight in the mask. But I was also, like, he fought, like, a million times in that mask.
But he fought, yeah, he fought in the mask.
I mean, he lost on purpose most of the time. So maybe that's...
Except for the second time when he defeated the cobra with one kick and then defeated the bear.
The big guy?
The big guy with the bat that could have killed him dead.
Yeah, that was
the Keegan,
brutal.
The Keegan bat?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Negan? You mean Negan?
Whatever. I don't watch Walking Crawling Dead? Not Alive.
I love that show. I actually don't. I haven't watched it in like 10 years, but Chase loves it. I think it's Negan.
It is. You're right.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
You're right. It's Negan, but yeah. I said Keegan.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, whatever.
Yep. And then he kills Glenn. Spoilers.
And his like eyeball pops out.
You see his eyeball popping out.
And he's like, Maggie.
But it's okay, because that freed up Glenn to do Minari and different things.
And Nope.
And Nope. Yeah. Minari is better than Nope.
It is. Minari is phenomenal. Go watch Minari.
Go watch Minari.
But yeah, like that bat was
Go
like,
watch Nope, too.
Watch them both. Speaking of Jordan Peele, he produced this.
Yep.
He sure did.
Not by himself.
No, not by himself. But they did say that this was apparent. So briefly, because we've just kind of rambled on this episode, this had a very tumultuous production. It was written and announced back in 2018.
Okay. Wasn't it originally going to be a Netflix release?
Yeah, so it was about to be shot on location in early 2020. It was postponed and nearly canceled because of a little thing called COVID. They actually then opted to shoot on a small island in Indonesia, which kind of helped them kind of navigate it. But then, like, on the first, I don't think it was the first day of shooting, but the first action sequence, Patel broke his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of stuff happened. But the production company sold it to Netflix. and then said that it was too gritty for Indian audiences, and because it had political commentary, it almost canceled the release of the film on Netflix. So Jordan Peele saw it. I'm not sure where.
Saw the completed film?
Saw the film, and then came on board as a producer. And he is the one who persuaded Universal to purchase it from Netflix for less than $10 million.
Pretty good price.
Patel is quoted as saying that Peele took us from this thing that was being brushed under the carpet to putting us on top of the mantelpiece.
I like that quote.
Yeah. But anyway, like, I think what I like about this movie too, because here's the thing, just to be honest, like, I don't know a lot about the political or economic environment, I guess, or culture in India. Like, I don't know a lot about it.
But you can relate to this story, and or you can at least recognize this story. This is Batman getting his back broken and being thrown down the pit.
Yes, that's not what I was saying. Yes. But I'm saying, like, I appreciated that this film brought in, and it's specific to where it is, but it's also universal, but themes of corruption and, like, discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's that scene when he's riding with Alfonso, and Alfonso is saying, like, you're with the big dogs now, and he's like, they don't even know that we exist. You know, like, those kind of things about...
And they go up to the the heaven, whatever it's called, and they're like, hey, Alfonso, your leg got cut off. Does your dick work? Or whatever they say.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah. So I appreciated that. It became much bigger to him, you know, about, like, this. I think that's what, you know, kind of Alpha was saying, in the sense of, like, fighting for a purpose bigger than just your own pain. I really appreciated that. I liked it.
Let's talk about the action specifically, maybe some kills, because this does have some distinct.
Mm-hmm.
There's the guy in the elevator who gets, like, the knife just, like, sort of, like, slowly pushed.
Ah, I hate those kind of scenes.
Pushed
just
into.
Like, you can feel it.
You can feel that? Has that happened to you before?
It hasn't, luckily.
Or the poor guy who was just, like, trying to go take a shit at the brothel or whatever he was doing. He just, like, caught an axe to the neck.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, the random dude.
I think that was kind of the only killer. I was like, oh, shit. Not even because it was a bad kill, but because I was like, that poor dude was just doing his own thing.
Yeah.
I think he had a really good fight with, I don't know his name either, Rana. Like, that was a satisfying fight.
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't think of any crazy kills. Like, that's what John Wick kind of became, was like, how crazy can the kills get?
Mm-hmm.
But that axe kill, I was like, that poor man.
Yeah.
But I also appreciated, the end.
I got another one.
Yeah.
This one was probably my personal favorite. Sorry, mm-hmm. not to just, like, be, you know, caught up in all the gore and stuff. But there was a guy, when he gets back to the Kings at the end, takes off his mask, beats up those two guys outside. He walks in and takes this guy's face and puts it on, like, a burner.
Yeah.
And then breaks out alcohol, like a liquor bottle on it, and it catches on fire. I was like, that's...
I remember that one.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
It was probably my favorite.
Yeah, but I do want to talk briefly about the end.
Okay.
You know, I appreciated the fact, kind of in the same sense as this is the one John Wick comparison that I was like, okay, I can kind of like this. Where it's like they're not some superhuman, like, he goes the distance and is willing to give himself up for that bigger cause, you know, and to, like, fight for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that kill was pretty brutal, too. Because he gets stabbed, like, in the forehead, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He gets stabbed, like, a lot. And then he's like, please, I'll do anything. He's just like,
tch. Yep, right in the forehead. Which is where, like, throughout the movie, he's got, like, red, like, dye or, like, a dot or, like, you know, so it's, like, right there.
Yeah.
In the spiritual center. Take that.
I really enjoyed it. Like, I like the films that are not, like, oh, well, it's sort of like this was, like, Civil War, where it's, like, okay, everything's great now. You know, it's, like, no, like, this was a messy a messy thing that had to happen, and it's not going to be like some happy ending, you know? Sorry, I'm exhausted, so I'm trying to like form a sentence.
You're good. You don't have to apologize.
I'm so sorry.
You know, I was I was listening to, I don't remember what late night. Oh, it was Conan.
I like that.
I think Conan, I think it was on Hot Ones. Do you watch Hot Ones?
I have. I don't watch it like regularly, but I know what it is.
So Conan was on Hot Ones and it was unhinged.
I have to watch it.
Completely unhinged.
Like it was like in a good way?
Like he took over the show. You know what I mean? Like the whole premise of the show is that
they're asked questions why you eat hot wings.
Why you eat hot wings, and as they get hotter and hotter, like your guard like goes down a little mm-hmm. bit, so you can ask like spicier questions as the wings get spicier.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, but he's just like, he takes control, and I don't know. It's, but at one point he's talking about like what's the worst thing that you can do on like if you're a guest on like a late night show. Which I think it's the same on a podcast. And the worst thing that you can do is like apologize, because people come to have a good time.
Mm.
Like the audience is there to like have a good time. And even if it's not going well, you can act like it is going well and then people will still have a good time.
Interesting.
But the second the guest apologizes, you everyone's like, shit, we're getting a bad deal here.
You like break the, you like break,
so you just
the
did
facade.
That. Oh. Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
There you go. We're doing great. We're doing wonderful. We didn't talk about the fact that he takes the water of life.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's literally... What do you mean? What are you giving me the squint eyes for? He literally gets presented with this... It's not a liquid. It's actually like the dry powder of death rather than the water of life.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a seed that's like red instead of like a water that's blue.
And he's like, this is pain?
This is pain. And he's like... Only the weak can, only the weak can benefit from this, and only the strong can survive this. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, he says something too, where it's like, he says some sort of line where it's like, when your journey is done, is that's when the pain will stop, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he goes on the spiritual journey. Where he sees all the stuff from his past, just like the people in the water of life. They see all this going through the sands of time, and then his sister's alive. Not in this movie, but...
Is that going to be like a new segment for us?
What? Is
find the water of life in every movie?
All I'm saying is, with the exception of Civil War, I don't think had water of life, but quite a few movies that we've done recently have had the water of life in them.
Water of life mechanism, if you will.
Madam Web had it.
Madam Web had everything.
Okay, but Madam Web had it. It was blue water that let her see different, like, everything. That's the water of life. That's the water of life.
It's the water of life. It's the water of life. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
So anyways. Right. I don't want to miss anything. Just like Aerosmith. So let me...
Even when I close my eyes.
That's a good movie, too. You know, that song was made for Armageddon.
I still miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a bad.
I think they only wrote a song for that movie because...
Even when I dream of you.
There you go. I was about to, you got to go up with it.
Sweetest face I'll never do. I still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing.
Yep.
I don't want to miss one. I don't know where it is. I forgot it.
I think the only reason they wrote a song for that movie is
because Liv Tyler was in it.
Yeah, Liv Tyler was in it. It's a good song.
That's a good song. That was a huge hit for them.
Yes. That was a song that was a huge hit during its time. And then it was also at like every middle school dance. It probably still is.
Just like every high school has the... Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
He's not that nasally. But yes. It's true.
I forgot that you love Green Day. What's happening to us right now?
Did you say I love Green Day?
Don't you love Green Day? You saw their musical.
I did go see the musical. I don't know if that means I love Green Day.
Whatever.
Listen, I was an edgy...
God, it's 9:45.
Edgy, emo, 14-year-old boy, 15 maybe, who was in New York City going to... We had a choice of Broadway plays, and it was like Cats, hell no. Mamma Mia. Maybe I'd go see that now. Maybe
I'd go see Cats now.
Hell no.
After seeing like the masterpiece that was the movie. Come on.
I was the one that liked it. You weren't the one that liked it. I was the one that liked the movie. And I just know that the play will never compare. I do want the butthole cut. Then.
What?
I want the butthole cut, but
yes, the butthole cut.
You know, it is what it is. It was Cats, Mamma Mia, or Green Day. Ethan, Tyler, and I chose Green Day, and I think that was it.
Yeah,
like that, we were the three.
Like in the entire place.
Of our orchestra, and our orchestra was like 60 people.
Gotcha. Well, good for you. You're so cultured.
Yeah, it was a shitty.
This was a good movie.
Shitty musical.
This was a good movie.
This was a good movie.
You have to ask me the question though.
Hunter,
Zach,
darling, light of my life, but is Monkey Man good?
It's very good, yes. Exceptional. Great.
I don't think you liked it as much as I did.
I don't think I did, but I thought that it was very, very good. I thought it was, I think it's an exceptional movie.
Because I'm singing its praises over here, and you're consistently saying, I don't know if I'm qualified. I don't know if I'm qualified.
I said that once.
You said it twice.
I did say it twice. That cup is driving me crazy.
I fidget. I have ADD. I'm sorry.
Do you think this movie is good? I swear.
It's empty. You bitch.
Hey, but.
You can have it.
Is Monkey Man good?
I thought it was phenomenal. I did. I had a real good time watching it. You could say it was, it really presented me with more than one choice, you know, is another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. What's the next lyric? Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist. I always thought it was tongue. Which makes no sense. Tongue grabs you by the wrist,
directs you where to go.
Some ain't the best of this test, and don't ask why. Well, it's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. That song is vastly different than like anything else they wrote.
In the end is right. I hope you have the time.
It's the same band that wrote Wake Me Up When September Ends. You know?
Wake me up when September ends. Is that how that goes?
Yeah. Yeah, so, it is.
Rad.
See, you're the Green Day fan.
Hey, letter, it's time for Every Movie Sucks. This is from a guy named Zach. Half star. This is the first film I've walked out of as an adult. I don't understand how that even would be possible.
They get up.
I fucking hate you.
And they leave the theater. Someone who I'm not going to name because we decided long ago that we weren't going to put people on blast.
I just said your name. It's not actually that guy's name.
It's their name on Letterboxd. Like, quite literally, that's their name. Do you think there's only one Zach?
Yeah, you.
There's not more than one user with that name, because it's a username.
Yeah, but I didn't spell it.
It has to be a unique username.
I didn't spell it. I didn't say.
Okay. Honestly, up there for one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Well, this person says, "Yep, now that is the worst film I've ever seen. Thank you." Inez, once again, you've outdone yourself. I don't know who Inez is, but I don't understand how this movie is like, it's not, even if you didn't like it, the worst movie that you've ever seen. Come on.
Did this movie get banned in India?
Netflix wouldn't release it.
Right.
Has it been banned since?
The film is scheduled to release in India on April 19th. So that's like, you know, last week, 2 weeks ago. However, it had been reportedly been delayed amid concerns that the Central Board of Film Certification will require edits to be made. According to a report, the movie had yet to be certified by the CBFC. Film critic posited that the film's violent content and political themes, which are really against, I think, the current leader of India. I think he's like killing, like the metaphor is that he's like killing the leader of India. So that could, yeah, that could be problematic. That'd be like,
yeah, but I mean, if Civil War can be released in the US.
True.
But also, like, my first thought of was like films that are heavily critical of their governments being released and successful in their government in their home countries. I thought of Godzilla Minus One. Is a super intentional and deliberate commentary on Japanese culture and like that kind of stuff. And it was huge in Japan.
Japanese culture?
Well, like the honor and like how he was a kamikaze pilot who became the hero, yeah, and like all that kind of, yeah, stuff, you know? Here's, I've got one last one. Or did you go? Did you go?
I did one. Did you do another one?
I
after
did two. You need to start.
Oh, shit. I need to go again. Here's one that says, boring and disappointing, the directional debut, so that's not the right word, they weren't using the right word there, debut film of Dev Patel failed, so much predictable traditional action plot sucks all the time. I can feel you're so much effort in this film, but sorry, it fail. I read that as it was written.
No, I know you did. This one just says, half star, shit is trash.
Well, there you go.
Okay. News?
Time for the news, starting with The Rock.
The Rock is late and likes to pee in bottles. I didn't read anything about it. You sent me this link. What did it say? He's 7 to 8 hours late regularly?
There was one project that's upcoming.
Red, whatever.
Yeah, and I don't even know. This is just something, but it's being reported by...
Hollywood Reporter, I think. Well, no, film discussing it.
Discussing film, yeah, film or whatever the Twitter handle it, but they do articles.
They do relatively, yeah, they're pretty good.
You know, usually they don't put out bad stuff. And yeah, the Rock is 7 to 8 hours late on average.
That's a day. That's a work day.
Well, no, a lot of times they'll film for they're on set for 16 hours. 16.
That sounds like it.
I often worked for... When you did extra work, how long were you on set? Or how long were you there?
Like 8 to 10.
Really? I never did an extras gig where I was there less than like 13 or 14 hours.
Well, what is that? 8 hours. So 8 to 12 is 4 hours. So that's 14, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
8 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Sure. Is that how long you were there?
Yeah.
So it's 14.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So why'd you say 8 to 10?
8 to 10.
Oh, I thought you were saying 8 to 10 hours, because I said how long, and you said 8 to 10.
8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. That helps. So, yeah.
We can just, you want to do this right out?
Give me one jab, because you're fitter than I am. What if I actually hit you? What if
you can, I don't care.
If I hit you?
Yeah, just softly. Oh, good one. Good shot.
Your tooth fell out.
And then he pees in bottles.
The Rock, not his tooth.
As you do.
Everybody's got a pee bottle, I'm telling you.
But it's funny that he's like, I'm going to be 8 hours late, but I'm going to pee in bottles to save time.
Have you ever been on a road trip by yourself and you're like, I could skip this gas station stop if I just pee in a bottle?
Have you ever peed in a bottle?
Yeah.
I have to.
See, that's...
But I'm not doing it regularly to be like, Let me
optimize my time.
I only did that. I'm not Dwight from The Office. Like,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
Do you think Dwight from The Office pees in bottles?
There's one episode where he does, actually, I think.
Okay.
And it's about saving time. Anyway, here we go. Here's news. Speaking of The Office, there's a new Office show coming. The Office. It's like not a reboot, but it's in the same universe.
It's going to be bad.
Well, it's got Domhnall Gleeson in it, which is, he's good. And then Sabrina Impacatore. I don't know who she is. I didn't recognize her, but she's in it too. And it's happening.
I just...
They should mess with it. I understand.
They tried continuing it after Steve Carell left.
And it was like for like 2 or 3 seasons, and it was funny-ish.
No, it wasn't.
That was like for a couple seasons.
I didn't like it at all. Most people that I know hated it after he left.
I didn't hate it, but I fell off.
The first 3 episodes after he left had Will Ferrell in them, and you're not a Will Ferrell fan.
Yes, I have seen those. I didn't like them.
Then it had some guy named Robert California.
Yeah. It's the guy who plays Ultron.
That's Ultron?
Yeah.
But Ultron's a robot.
It's the voice of Ultron.
Okay, there you go.
I got a new trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, and I gotta say, actually, I think it looks pretty funny.
Okay.
It's the one Marvel movie I've been excited for. I gotta stop watching stuff, though, because it's already getting ruined for me. I'm just like, whatever. But it looks funny. I think it looks funny. New trailer for that. We're getting a live-action Lion King prequel. Mufasa the Lion King. The cast includes Calvin Harrison Jr., Aaron Pierre, Billy Eichner, Seth Rogen, Donald Glover, John Connie, Mads Mikkelsen, Beyonce, and Beyonce's daughter Blue Ivy.
That's one hell of a cast.
It is. I don't know why we need a Lion King prequel, but we're getting one. It's called Mufasa.
It's live action.
Live action. And then we also get our first look. It's an image. From what I saw, maybe it's a trailer, but there's an image that I saw. It's the first official look. It has Adam Driver and somebody else at Megalopolis, the fabled Coppola film that may or might not ever get released. So we'll see.
Cool, cool.
And that's what I have. I probably missed a lot, but that's what I've got this week. So, Zach, how are the Braves doing?
Sing me the Braves song while I look up. You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure how that happened.
I did my whole Braves
minute.
We're going
to do it again. Braves, Braves, Braves.
Now I have to rethink of all that. I just said it all. All right, here we go. So the Braves...
Say the exact same way.
At this moment, maintain the best record in baseball.
You say it differently?
That's exactly how I said it.
The inflection is different?
No, it was the same.
Okay, sorry, continue.
You son of a bitch. Max Fried threw a Maddux.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, he threw a 6-inning.
I think it was 7.
I think it was 6.
No, it was 6. It was 6.
It was 6 because Johnson pitched.
And then Jimenez.
Jimenez and then Minter. Was it Minter that blew the save?
Yeah. Because the other guy also threw one.
He threw a 6-inning.
Yeah, it's a good game.
No hitter. It was a good game. See, the thing about baseball. This is exactly what we said.
I know.
The thing about baseball, or any sport, really, if you can learn to appreciate the defense as much as everyone appreciates offense, but if you can appreciate the defense just as much, I swear to God, if you look at that and it's
oh,
not
shit,
recording.
Oh, shit, what's going on? No, I was trying to, I was going to, like, sync it up.
Okay.
So it's like a circle. It's a circular thing.
Groundhog Day.
We're recording, it's fine.
You're going to have a good time. The only time I don't have a good time watching any sport is when people play sloppy. So, like, if there's a lot of errors, like, I'm like, come on.
I was watching college baseball.
Okay.
The other day. It was
there's
like,
a lot of errors in college
Georgia
baseball.
Georgia Tech and Virginia.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech's, like, they're decent this year, but Virginia was, like, number 10 in the country. And Georgia Tech, they won the series, but they won this last game, like, 17-12.
Yeah.
And it was, like, they had, like, 53 base runners and, like, 48 hits. And I was, like, that sounds exhausting.
17 runs on 48 hits?
Well, no, like total.
That's impossible.
Total, total, total.
Okay.
And I was like, this doesn't seem fun anymore. Like, someone just win the game.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. Pretty wild. Yeah, it's not uncommon in college baseball, for an inning to just go to shit.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like someone has like a, like one team will have like a 6-0 lead, but then the other team just goes on like a 7-run
yeah.
bottom of the 8th.
Yeah.
Now they have the lead. And it's like, what is going on?
They just beat Miami 17-1. They got run ruled.
There's a run rule?
Yeah. The game ended in 7 innings. So they're up by 16 runs.
So they got skunked?
Well, the Tech skunked Miami.
Well, okay. Yeah.
But it's just like, speaking of that, like, the Marlins, God bless them, RIP. They're like 6-27.
RIP.
They were playing the Nationals and they got out to a 7-0 lead in the second inning and they lost 12-7.
It happens.
Not often.
Not often.
But it does. Anyway.
does happen. So right now, the score is 0-0 in the second inning. But yeah, the Braves are playing really well. It's really encouraging because, I mean, this isn't encouraging, but it's encouraging that we've had these results with these things going on. So Spencer Strider is out for the season. Sean Murphy.
Still not playing.
Injured, like, the first game.
First game, I think.
Was it the first game?
I think so, yeah.
He's been out. I think he's starting to throw, or maybe he's starting to hit, but he's not throwing. What would be more strenuous as someone who played baseball?
Well, he hurt it swinging.
So he's probably throwing.
Is this your oblique? That yeah. would be swinging.
He's probably throwing and not hitting. Anyways, he's doing something. Ozzie Albies had a broken toe. He's back. He was only gone for like a week and a half, which is insane for a broken toe. Both Austin Riley and Matt Olson are in one hell of a slump.
And Acuna, kind of. I mean, Acuna.
Acuna, his average is over 300. And he has 12 steals.
I think it's still too high twos, but like.
Let me tell you.
Okay. It's a brave minute, Zach, just so you know.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he is in a slump. It wasn't long ago he was still over 300. He's at 252.
Yeah.
That's. Well, so anyways, our MVP and our two of our biggest power hitters
just
are all in a slump, and we have the best record in baseball. Yeah. We lost our like one A. He was our ace. He was the first one to pitch this year, out for the season. We've had players injured. Best record in baseball. So I just think that's encouraging for October because you know that Acuna, Riley, and Olson are going to catch fire at some point. Yeah. You know.
Anyway.
Ozuna is RBI leader, and he has like a pretty healthy lead. That's crazy to me.
Yep.
He is probably going to retake the home run lead because this is like Braves 5 minutes, and it's your fault. I would have been done a lot sooner, but now I'm going for it.
It's fine. Trout's hurt again.
Trout. And that sucks, man, because I was – so like I didn't start watching baseball until Trout was in his like – injury cycle. So like I never saw like prime Trout.
He was one of the best ever.
Right. Yeah, he was like generational talent.
Yeah, he was being called like the best since Ruth.
And it seemed like he was like getting back there. Like he had a hell of a start to the year. And he's injured. That sucks.
Isn't it wild? This is the last thing because we need to stop, but isn't it wild that the Angels had Trout?
And Ohtani.
Who was at the time like the best player maybe ever to play the game.
Yeah.
And Shohei Ohtani, who is probably the best player to ever play the game. And they never went to the playoffs.
Well, Trout was injured like the whole time Ohtani was there.
Not only that, but they like were bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, very brave of you.
What's going on with Freddie?
Freddie Freeman?
Yeah, he's in a hell of a slump too.
Let me see. Dodgers are like... not in first place. They're in first place in their division, but they're like, they've their pitching's been kind of sus, I think.
I think
he's doing like fine by anybody else's measurements other than his own.
Freddie Freeman?
Yeah.
He is hitting .304, but his OPS is only .853. I guess that's above league average, isn't it?
Like, he's still above league average, but he's not like what everyone's used to.
He was an MVP, like, finalist.
He won MVP in 2020.
So was Acuna.
Mookie Betts is on fire, though.
Mookie Betts is on fire.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a very brave of you. Time for whiskey shots.
He's cutting me off, y'all. He's saying, shut up and drink.
Whiskey shots.
Drink them up, pour them down.
Don't get no better
than this. Don't get no better than this. Or the new version. The new version. Jesus.
I've gotten this.
I drink of your love.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Shoot her up, drink her down. Drink him down.
Don't get no better than this. I need to find God. I'm just trying to... I don't know if non-denominational is my style or if I should go, like, traditional Catholic... You know that church that's right next to, isn't that church right next to McIntosh?
Trinity or whatever it's called.
That's where I did Boy Scout stuff.
Catholicism.
You know, my dad's family's Catholic.
Really? I've never been to Mass, but like.
They think he's going to hell?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Because he got divorced?
Yep. Most folks that I know who grew up Catholic are not Catholic anymore.
Actually, I think he's okay. Like, I think I thought that they thought he was going to hell. But actually, they didn't get married in the Catholic Church, so I don't think it counts.
It ever counted.
It never counted.
He's never been.
He did have children out of wedlock in their eyes, so he might still be going to hell, you know. And we're just little sin droplets.
Yeah. Anyway, that's supposed to be tell somebody that you hate that you love them, because whiskey shots is in honor of kindness.
But this week,
also in honor of our cats who passed away.
But this week it is Zach needs to find God.
Zach needs to find God. Anyway, you don't know where they can find us, so I'll tell you. You can find us on buttisagoodpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Buttisagoodpodcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I'm going to update them eventually. I'm sorry. You can find us on XBIIG podcast. Say hello.
Was that my stomach or your stomach?
Could have been either. Both. Simultaneous. You can follow me at Hunter Callahan Music. Follow Zach at Zach with an H to the number TJ.future.31. He's on. He won't be on there. Anyway, we're doing Star Wars next week.
We are. We're doing the Phantom Menace, which I'm so excited for.
Yeah.
I do want to plug real quick. There's this really good musician that I've known for a while. I've followed his career. His website is huntercallahanmusic.com.
Good job, yeah.
And he has merch. He has CDs and t-shirts. And
I have a show coming up.
Show coming up.
June
22nd at Eddie's Attic.
Eddie's Attic in Atlanta.
Come out.
Zach sells merch for me.
I do the merch, and I never... Well, I do a good job, but the prices change sometimes, and I'm not notified of it. And then Ethan's dad's like, it's fine. when we have to ask for more money, because I wasn't informed. Because there's like a price list, but then Hannah's like, no, we charge a little bit more now. And I'm like, why does the price list still say this?
Tax, probably.
I didn't think... Okay, so... I thought like for a lot of like just like cash transactions... Like a farmer's market. Do they tax at a farmer's market?
Yes, yeah.
But they're using like a... But like if it's just like a cash market, do they tax for a cash market?
I don't know. I'm tired. Come to Eddie's.
My drug plug has never charged me tax.
Your what?
My drug plug.
What is that?
You know what a plug is? A drug dealer.
He should. He's missing out on some income there because he's got to pay taxes.
Do you think he pays taxes on the drugs that he sells? He should.
I'm going to stop recording now.
You can cut that out too because I don't have a drug dealer. I've never done a drug.
I'm going to cut this part out.
Except for Tylenol.
I'm going to cut this part out so they think that you have a drug dealer. See you guys next week.
But is it good podcast? Yeah.